Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, fellow humans. Brandon Cole here, your daily guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grit and grace. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 negativity broadcast? You know, the voice that whispers doubts, amplifies anxieties, and just generally makes you question if you're capable of anything good? Well, friend, today we're tackling that beast head-on. We're diving into the power of positive self-talk, how to silence those inner saboteurs and replace them with a cheerleader squad rooting for your success. See, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's an ancient survival mechanism, designed to keep us alert to danger. But in today's world, that negativity bias can often lead to self-doubt, procrastination, and missed opportunities. The good news is, we have the power to rewire those patterns. Positive self-talk isn't about being delusional or ignoring real challenges. It's about shifting our perspective, choosing empowering words, and cultivating a more supportive inner dialogue. Think of it like this: you wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? We'd never tell our friends they're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. So why do we allow ourselves to believe those things about ourselves? It's time to treat ourselves with the same kindness and encouragement we extend to others. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of positive self-talk. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing those negative thought patterns. Start paying attention to your inner voice. What kind of things does it say? When do those thoughts pop up most often? Once you become aware of them, you can start challenging their validity. 2. Challenge the negativity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears, not facts. By questioning them, we can weaken their hold over us. Remember, your thoughts don't define you. They're just passing thoughts that you have the power to choose. 3. Reframe with positivity. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, focus on what's right. Did you accomplish something today? Did someone compliment you? Acknowledge those wins, big or small. Even if you faced challenges, try to find a silver lining. What did you learn from the experience? 4. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunset. Gratitude shifts our focus from lack to abundance and cultivates a more positive outlook. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial. Remember that you're human, and everyone makes mistakes. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a tough time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who struggles with self-doubt. Every time she finishes a piece of writing, her inner critic screams, "It's not good enough." This negativity paralyzes her, preventing her from submitting her work for publication. Then, she starts practicing positive self-talk. She reminds herself of her past successes, acknowledges the effort she puts into her writing, and focuses on the joy she finds in creating stories. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows, and she finally submits her work. To her delight, it gets published. See, positive self-talk isn't just a feel-good exercise, it can lead to real, tangible results. It empowers you to take risks, overcome challenges, and live a more fulfilling life. Remember, your words have power. Choose them wisely. Start today by replacing those negative whispers with encouraging affirmations. Believe in yourself, because I believe in you. All right, my friends, that's it for today's dose of fortitude. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on positive self-talk. What strategies have worked for you? What challenges are you facing? Let's keep this conversation going. We're all in this together. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and never underestimate the power of your own words.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.